With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the state's wheat production this growing season is expected to be higher than last year. Latest estimates have winter wheat production at 38 million bushels. That's up 83% from last year. Acres and average yield are expected to be up as well. Spring wheat production is forecast to double to nearly 42 million bushels, and oat production is expected to be on the rise, too, in the state. As Governor Dennis Dugard reaches the waning months of his tenure, he says he's growing an interest in pollinators. While he might not be going full-time into beekeeping, Dugard says he is looking to convert around 5 to 10 acres of farmland into pollinator habitat. Dugard says he met with a habitat advisor who pointed out certain areas the family was losing money by farming.
And with Precision Ag and the combine maps that are available today, and especially as we're pressured with profitability margin being as skinny or non-existent as it is today, how foolish it is when we're losing money to farm land that makes us lose even more money.
He says farming those areas can waste seed, fuel, and fertilizer. The announcement comes after a recent federal study finds many South Dakota wildland habitat that bees depend on has been transformed into ag land. Bees and other pollinators play a vital role in agriculture. Governor Dugard says it's estimated a third of the food and drink on Earth is made possible by pollinators. Tonight's forecast, mostly clear up north and in East River, partly to mostly cloudy down in the southeast with lows in the 60s. For tomorrow, clear to partly cloudy, showers and storms possible in West River during the nighttime hours, highs in the 80s and 90s. For STPB News, I am Jeremy Ludeman. It's 6.5 minutes past the hour, and you can find more news at listen.stpb.org or by following us on Twitter at STPB News. Good afternoon.